USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Despite being promoted as safe and effective by legacy media, many healthcare workers are refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccines, and those who openly speak out about their concerns get censored by big tech companies or kicked off their platforms. Some nurses and doctors are refusing vaccine mandates, even if it means it will cost them their jobs. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern happily admitted she created two classes of people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. A reporter asked, "You've basically said you probably don't see it like this, but two different classes of people if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. You have all these rights if you're vaccinated."
That is what it is. And for the last few days, our cases have been in the single digits with, as you will have heard from Dr. Bloomfield today, just one confirmed case.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.